Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Hey, Todd.
Hey, BJ.
Don't forget, man, Todd is, he's been in this business for quite some time talking about money and finance and everything. Over 25 years experience in the financial services industry. And, of course, BECU, a great credit union. You can do anything you can do at a regular bank, but credit unions, man, they work for you. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you are eligible. Just go to BECU.org. And Todd is here to answer your questions.
Texts are coming in. First text, we've gotten this one last time as well, so I think they realized that we never got to it, so they just hit us up again. Can you ask Todd if student loans ever stop showing up on credit? I heard it fell off after 7 years.
If you haven't paid your student loans, you mean, and you're in default?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I mean, no, a student loan is a loan, and it, either it's a government student loan or it's a private student loan. And so it is credit. It's going to impact your credit score. I think the repayments have officially resumed this month. If you haven't, take a look and see there. That's going to stay on your credit unless you file for bankruptcy or do something to get, you know, officially get it distinguished in a court. It's going to be on your credit until it's paid off.
Boom.
Yeah, and that's it. That's when he said the 7 years, because isn't that with bankruptcy, isn't that how long it takes? 7 years, I think, Todd, usually? So I wonder if that's what this texter's wanting to know. If I go bankrupt, will I be able to get rid of these student loans? But some of those loans, right, cannot be dismissed with bankruptcy, Todd? I forget what type.
I'm not aware of a loan that can't be dismissed through a court order, BJ. I mean, that's why bankruptcy is there, to give the ability.
But, that's good news.
But, you know, I guess the message is, if you have student loans and, start to pay attention to them, they are going to be somewhat lenient on the payments for a period of time. But those payments are resuming and it is being reported on your credit. So if you have student loans, now's the time to take a look and make sure you're current on them. And if you're not, contact the servicer and work with them, make some arrangements.
So what you're saying is, this is the month that I get reminded of, why did my wife go to a grad school? This is really annoying, kind of a moment.
Yeah. Oh,
she's making so much money and so much more happier, Steve. So it was well worth the investment, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your phone cut out. I think you said some kind of nonsense about, I'm happy about it. We did get a text that, hey, Todd, I would like to hear your thoughts on what would work best for me and my family. A HELOC, refinancing, or debt consolidation? We have about $200 in equity in our house, and we have about $35,000 in cards and car loans. One of the cars is just going to be paid off early next year, and we're just trying to bring our monthly payments down. Luckily, this is the last month of baby formula, so that will help, LOL, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. Both cars are through BECU and one of the credit cards as well. We've been a member for 15 years and love the work that you all do. Also, let's go Kraken.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know that I have all the information we need here, but a refi, I'm just going off of numbers. I mean, you know, if you were to refi, you know, the current rates are 7% and above, right? And I'm assuming that you're probably at your mortgage is much, much lower than that. So that being said, assuming that's the case, I would probably lean towards looking into getting some sort of a home equity line of credit. It would have to compare the home equity line of credit and the interest rates that you're currently paying on the autos to see if that would make sense. I think one of the most important things is that we don't want to use our home as an ATM. In other words, we don't want to keep taking out home equity and loans on the home to pay off and consolidate debt, only to find ourselves in the same spot a year, two, three, 5 years down the road. So first thing I would do is kind of assess what my debt is, what the interest rate's on there. If you want to email me, I'm happy to work with you. And then once we have that, we can come up with a plan, what makes sense if consolidating into a HELOC, or maybe we just march down the road we're on and we can accelerate the payments on the auto loans and get out of debt entirely.
206-803-ROCK, the number to call, the number to text Todd Peach from BECU. Todd, I just saw a meme on Facebook where it's a guy that's, and it's a couple in their 30s, and it goes and basically says, my parents in their 30s, and it's like, hey, let's buy a house. And then below it, it's like, me in my 30s, well, I guess I just won't afford teeth. And it's just this guy with a toothless mouth. And, you know, it does kind of feel like it's so difficult just hearing that last texter. All of the debt that people are in and trying to make their lives work, just having the American dream, like, who doesn't think they couldn't have a card? Who doesn't think they couldn't have a house? And yet there's so much debt. Was it easier, Todd, for you and me to buy a house as opposed to our kids?
I don't know. I mean, I've thought about that, BJ, and I think it's everything is relative, right? I mean, when we bought our homes many, many, many years ago, yeah, the
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The prices of the home were much different, but our income was much different as well, right? So relatively, I mean, I couldn't, it would be tough to afford, you know, the housing prices that are out there today, but you know, the incomes are increasing for the younger folks too. So that's a great question. I you know, housing is supply and demand. So if the incomes are there to pay for it, the prices are going to be there. And if the incomes aren't there to pay for it, then the prices are going to go down. So as less demand for housing. So I think it's relatively, I wouldn't say it's much different, but that's just an anecdotal evidence on my part. And my daughters, they were able to buy, my older daughter bought a house with her husband, and together they're, you know, they can make it work, and they, you know, scrimped and saved and to make it happen. And, you know, in 10, 20 years, they're going to be very happy that they did. So I think relatively, I think that their housing is still a dream. You can still do it, but you got to be disciplined and focused and come up with a plan to get there.
206-803-ROCK. It's Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you got any questions, call us or text us.
Someone just texted and saying, I have BECU and I've been thinking about investments. What's a good investment to start with? A mutual fund? And how much should I have saved before I start investing?
Okay. Lots of questions here. I mean, I think the first thing before we start investing, we want to make sure that a couple of things. Do we have that emergency fund we've talked about many times? You know, I think a minimum of $1,000 to even before you think about doing anything else. Ideally, we would like to have, you know, 3 to 6 months of expenses in the bank, just in case something were to happen. Then secondly, I think before we start investing, we want to take a look at our debt. What does our debt look like? A mortgage is fine. That I would consider that a good debt. A credit card, I would not consider that a good debt. So after we've looked at that side of the house, and then lastly, or second, third, I guess, would be if I have a 401k or a 403b through work, is there a match? If you're getting a match, then that's automatic. You want to take that right away because that's free money that you're getting. So I think we kind of need to look at the whole picture. What does our debt look like? And what does our emergency fund look like? And then we can start to decide if we need to, if we can, you know, start to, you know, increase our retirement savings or savings for other investment goals.
Yeah, that's that it really is some good stuff, man. Because a lot of people don't know about all that emergency fund stuff, and then like the 401k, which is investing. I mean, that is investing when you have a 401k.
Someone just said
your retirement. Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of which, my wife just started traditional IRA through her work. How much percentage of a paycheck should she be putting into it? She's 33.
A good rule of thumb is if you can kind of try to target 15% of your income, putting that away every month for retirement. That's just a good rule of thumb, and especially in your low 30s. So I would say my answer would be if you can target and try to get 15%, and if you can do more than that, that's great. But 15% would be what I would target to get going on saving for retirement at a young age. And if you can do that, you'll be very happy in about 30 years.
And Todd, I'm thinking he probably means it's a 401k, because I don't know, do companies like give you an IRA that's not a 401k? I mean, usually you have to go do that on your own, right?
Yeah, some companies don't have 401ks, unfortunately, or retirement plans if it's a smaller company. So she might be having to contribute to an IRA on her own, or maybe the company helps with set it up or does something custodial wise. But not every company has a 401k, BJ. I mean, I wish that could change and would change. Every company would, but unfortunately, it's specifically, smaller companies may not have that option for you. Or if they do, the fees and the structure of those plans and limitations are such that it might make more sense to go off on your own, especially if there's not a match.
And Todd, at 33 years old, because there are now some companies I know that offer Roth IRA options for your 401k, at 33, what is better for you? Traditional IRA, would you say, or a Roth? Which, you know, one allows you to save taxes at the beginning.
Pay Uncle Sam once and be done. And if you can imagine, BJ, if you put, you know, $1,000, let's just say, in now, and you're 33, well, and that's going to grow tax-free over 30 plus years until you need that money. And so I'm all about the Roth IRA, and I wish we had it. And when I was younger and I could save, have put more into that. Granted, you're paying taxes today, but that's growing tax-free. And if you have decades on your side, it's going to pay off. And who knows what taxes will be down the road? We don't know. And you take all that uncertainty out if you pay them now, and then you're done.
Yeah, I like Roth IRAs myself. And dang it, if you didn't get through on the phone lines, well, Todd will answer your questions via email. Just go to KISW.com, slide down on the all, and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face, and you scroll down and make that happen. Todd, as usual, buddy, you've been great. Appreciate the help.
Much appreciated, BJ. Thank you.
And don't forget, BECU.org. That's where you want to go to do all your banking. Those guys are awesome. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.